Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Hei Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Simen Shin Tzadi Ches, and we are in the middle of Sif Vav. Yesterday we began talking about various structures that are outside the technical city limits, but halachically they enlarge the city limits. And one of the structures that we talked about towards the end of this year was a mechitza that had a ceiling over it. If you only had even two of the walls left, the building was destroyed, but two of the walls and the ceiling are remaining, so then it is still considered a valid house that if it's within 70 and two-thirds amma of the city walls, of the city limits, it is still halachically going to be, from that point and onwards, starting of your Tchum Shabbos. So we continue, we pick up on the second line on Reish Samach Hei Omud Aleph in the Mechaber. Avo Shtei Mechitzos She'ein Aleihem Tikra. If you have the remains of a building that only has two walls, we said yesterday if there are three walls, even if there's no ceiling, it's still considered a valid house, a dira over here that extends the city limits. But if you only have two walls left, She'ein Aleihem Tikra, that do not have a ceiling on top of them. So Afa Pisha Darim Beneihem, even though people live over there still, or in a situation where you have a gesher and a kever, you have the area in front of a bridge or the area in front of a cemetery. Yes, that we spoke, if there are houses there that people live in, eaten, so then that is considered an extension of the city. But here we're talking about that there is no Beis Hadir over here. So you have this bridge without a house in front of it that the watchman lives in, a cemetery without the house in front of the cemetery where the watchman lives and eats in it. Or you have a Beis Knesset. A Beis Knesset as opposed to the Beis Medrash, which we discussed yesterday. The Beis Knesset, people don't live in the Beis Knesset. We're talking here about a shtibel with nobody living in the shtibel, as opposed to a shtibel where somebody lives in it, or as opposed to a Beis Medrash where people eat, drink, and sleep in it. Or with Beis Avodas Elilim, well, if you have, again, we pointed out yesterday, even a non-Jewish person's house would be considered part of the city to extend the city limits. So here we're talking about a temple, a non-Jewish temple over here, a church or a mosque or something like that, that doesn't have any dwellers in it. Or Va'otzaros, so you have storehouses over here, and all of these, again, She'ein Behem Beis Dira, nobody's living in all of them, so then they do not count to extend the city limits. Likewise, Habor, Vashiach, Vama'ora. You have various sorts of pits over here, or caverns, or structures, caves that people are not living in. Or Vahashovach, you have a pigeon coop where people are not living in it. Or you have a Bais Shebesvino, or you have a boat over here with a house on it, but nobody's living in this area over here, as opposed to in a similar situation we said with a boat that was being used with people living in it. In all of these situations, they're not considered extensions of the city, Kolela, Vachayotzebem, or anything similar to this, that people aren't living in, which is defined as living in or eating in. Ein mitzdarf in ima. They do not extend the city limits, and then you would measure the tchum from the end of the city and not from this extension house structure that's within 70 and two-thirds amma of the city. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Daled explains further. The lo kevia, that this houseboat over here is not a set place because the houseboat is moving around. It's not a set place. And he brings down from Rashi, sometimes the boat goes beyond the 70 and two-thirds amma distance from the city, so therefore we don't consider it a significant structure in this regard to extend the tchum of the city, as opposed to a stationary type of a houseboat or platform or pier of some sort where people live in, that would be considered a valid extension of the city. So that's what the Mechaber holds. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah, Vimhayu Shnei Batim Ka'elu Neger Ir, Dinam Ki'ir Hasuya Kikeshes. Now, what does this exactly mean over here? So this is really a printing error, and we'll read it correctly as we read the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Lamed Hei. He says, To Sofer, this Ramah was not correctly edited and put into the Shulchan Aruch. It should have said over here, Vitzorach Lomar, Imhayu Shnei Batim Ka'elu Neged Shnei Roshei Ha'ir. If you had two structures over here, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 45, the diagram over there, if you have houses that are extending out from the city, Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah says, Shim Harbe Batim Yotzim Ze Achar Ze Ad Rochok Me'apayim Mino'ir V'chein B'tzad Hasheni. If you have exactly the structure that's depicted in Dirshu footnote number 45 in the diagram, and these houses are at the edges by the Rosh of the city, there's nothing in between, and in this situation, Dino Ki'ir Ha'isuya Kikeshes. It has the same halachic discussion that we had yesterday when you have a semicircular city, a city that's in the shape of a bow with a middle area that's uninhabited, but the bow part is inhabited. So this is like a bow over here as well. So Dino Ki'ir Ha'isuya Kikeshes has the same exact halachic discussion and ramifications as yesterday's discussion of the city made in the shape of a bow. Behind you, and the Mishnah reminds us, if between the two parts of the bow, here the diagram, you can see the row of houses that are extending out from the city limits, if there's a distance of more than 4,000 amos in between them, in other words, you wouldn't be able to make an eruv to go from one house on the right side, the bottom side, to the house on the left side, on the top side, so then in that situation, you would not be able to go and travel directly, even if you made an eruv trumim, then you extend the 2,000 amos from the city limit, from the city, and not from the extension of the houses. But if it's less than 4,000 amos, as the diagram depicts, then you square that area off, so to say, and the area that has no dwelling in it is considered part of the city, and then you count your 2,000 amos, according to the Mechaber, straight from that point. According to Ramah, you'd have to add 70 and two-thirds amos, and then count the 2,000 amos. That was a discussion from 2 days ago. And the Mishnah Berurah continues here, and he says, the kol shekein, certainly over here, in bitzad echad yotzim botim ad chutz le'alpayim. Certainly, if, as in the diagram depicted in Dirshu footnote number 45, the houses extend out more than 2,000 amos, so then certainly, ima ir aruka yosem yarba alpayim e moslem amida neged abayis bitzad hasheni. Then, if they're 4,000 amos apart, you don't connect the two and fill in that entire area. But you do it, as we just said, you count from the city itself, and not from the extension squared off part. V'dat, you should know furthermore, thou kol ponim mutu lelech ad abayis achron, k'mo shekosu reish asif. However, as we pointed out earlier, you are allowed to walk all the way from the city, all the way to the last house, going through the direct row of houses over there, and that is not a problem, even though you're going more than 2,000 amos, because that is still considered part of the city. That's like being able to walk all the way around the bow. That's never a problem. In the Sha'aret Zion, Os Yud Zayin, he brings down, we're talking here, that you can't go in the middle, in the undwelled area, if it's a certain larger distance between the houses, as we just described. But he says, even if you're not going to count the middle part, from the housing part, where the houses are, that you extend out 2,000 amos from there. That doesn't go by the city, that goes by the last house. That's Pashut, he says. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dira Maskel Vim Hayu Shnei Batim brings down that this is the opinion over here of the Morgan Avram and the Vilna Gaon, and this is based upon the Ri, the Rabbeinu Hananel, and they're both brought down in Tosos. The Pigum Hayotzei Meir Yesh Lo Din Keshes, that we view this row of houses at each, the top end and the bottom end, as being like a bow of a city. And this is also the opinion of the Ravid, brought down in the Rashbah. However, the Rashbah himself agrees with the Ritva. And they say that Pigum Kiel Mikeshes, that this entity is different than the halachos of a bowed city. And he says, the cholo shebein shnei shuras abatim machzik yosem yabar alpayim gam ke modin matchum mibayis achron. He says, even if there's more than 4,000 amos between these houses on the top and on the bottom, you still square it off and count the 2,000 amos no matter what. He concludes and says, maybe, b'shas atchak, you could rely upon this opinion. Then he has a further discussion, ayin shom, and the rest of this bir halacha. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Hayushtei Ayaros Zu Smuchel Zu. You have two adjacent cities over here, one next to the other, and there's a distance between them of 141 and one-third amos. Kuf Mem Amos Ushlish, 141 and one-third amos. Where did they get this number from? It's twice 70 and two-thirds. So the 70 and two-thirds number, we said, which is the side of a square of a base saw, 5,000 amos. So here we now have twice that amount. Why is that significant over here? Kidei Shiyeh Shivim Amo V'Shirayim, so that each city has 70 and the Shirayim is the two-thirds amos, the little bit left over. The 70 and two-thirds amos from the city A on the left, and the 70 and two-thirds amma that's going from the city on the right. So you basically have two cities in a row. You have city A on the left, city B on the right, with city A extending towards city B, 70 and two-thirds ammas. City B going towards city A with 70 and two-thirds amma space. So together, if these two cities are within each other's 141 and one-third amma, so then, chashuvim shteim kirachas, it's viewed as one city in this situation. Because the 70 and two-thirds amma that each side gets is considered part of the city. Even if there are no houses within that 70 and two-thirds amma, that's still called the city limit. So in other words, the two city limits overlap if it's less than 141 and one-third amma, and therefore it's considered one halachic city, and you can go all the way from the left of city A all the way to the right of city B without being considered going outside the city, even though you traversed an area of almost 141 and one-third amma, a little bit less than that. And therefore, The Mechaber continues, V'nim says, Kol ir mehen maleches is kol ir ashniya, v'chutz ala paimama. And therefore, the people in City A can go all the way through this 141 and one-third less space, and all the way through City B, and then they start the 2,000 amas on the other side. And according to Ramah, they get 70 and two-thirds amma, and then the 2,000 amos. And similarly, the people in City B can go all the way to City A, according to Ramah, count 70 and two-thirds amas, and then 2,000 amos. According to Mechaber, just count 2,000 amos. It's one big city. Mishbur explains in Sifkot Lamed Vav, Uladaz Hago B'Sifhei, Nosim Etchilo Shivim Amma V'Shirayim V'Achakach Opaim Amma. That's what I just said, the Machlokas from 2 days ago, the Mechaber and the Ramah, do you not always add 70 and two-thirds amma before you count the 2,000 amma? But the bottom line is over here, as long as the cities are within 141 and one-third amma of each other, it's considered one big city. The Ramah adds, Hagah, V'kein choma se'ir she'nifritza mishnei ruchosel. Let's say you have a city, and in the middle, somebody destroys the middle part of the city, all the way from the top to the bottom. So it's destroyed on the walls on the top and on the bottom, and zu keneged zu, and v'charu habatim shebeneim, and the entire city is destroyed with a strip right down the middle. So now you have a left half of the city and a right half of the city. As long as v'charu habatim shebeneim ad kuf mem ama, kuf mem aleph ama ushlish, as long as there's not a deserted space of more than 141 and one-third amma, Dino Kisosim. We halachically still view this, he brings down the name of the tour, as being one city and not two separate cities. Mishbur explains the Sivkot Lamed Zayin. Therefore, V'yocho Lelech Mitzei Ha'ir V'yakotzeyu. You can go all the way from the left half of this now destroyed, partially destroyed city with a strip down the middle, all the way to the right part over here, and then you count the 2,000 amas or the 70 and two-thirds plus 2,000 amas all the way from the left border, all the way from the right border. And everybody can walk within the entire area because this pirtz over here, the strip or swath of destroyed city, the kosh ein bepirtz yosim yishir shnei iburim adayin kir achasi, as long as there isn't more than 141 and a third, which is the 70 and two-thirds for the now left half of the city, the 70 and two-thirds for the now right half of the city, as long as it's smaller than that 141 and a third, it's still considered one city. However, avol biyosim is if the swath of destruction is more than 141 and one-third amma, then nechshav kishtei ayaros nifrodus. Then it's viewed now as two separate cities, the city on the left and the city on the right, and then each has its own trum Shabbos. The Ramah continues and he writes, avol bayis echad, if you only have one house and it's more than 70 and two-thirds, but less than 141 and one-third amma from the city. Afilu gadol harbe, it's a mansion. It's a very, very big house, but it's not called a city. Ein lo din ir, it doesn't have the status of a city. Lo seis lo shivim amma v'shrayim, that you should be able to give it 70 and two-thirds to bring it closer to the 70 and two-thirds of the other city. So instead of having city A and city B with 141 and a third amma or less between them, you now have city A and then 140 amma, let's say, away from it, you have this huge house, that's not called the city, and therefore, once you've gone 70 and two-thirds amma outside city A's trum, you start the 2,000 ammas, and even if it's then going to go through a house, that the house isn't considered part of that city. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Ches explains, this is true, bein shu omed bifnei atzmo, whether this house is a standalone house, or bein shu somuch lir, berichuk yosei mishivim amma v'shrayim, or even if it's the outer part of another city, but it's more than 70 and two-thirds from that city. Because if it was two cities and it was within 141 and a third, as we just explained, it would in fact be a single city in Halacha, as we explained, the Chanal. But a single house, even though it's within the 141 and a third, doesn't qualify. A house, as long as it's within 70 and two-thirds, extends the city, but not if it's within 141 and one-third. Then he adds, instead of one big house over here, you had three chatzeros, and each chatzer had at least two houses. Then, Oz Mikra Yir, that's not called a house, that's now called a city, a small city, but it's called a city, and Litein Lo Ibur. He brings down from the Chidush of Kiva Eger, in this situation where you have at least three courtyards, which two houses in each courtyard, that's by definition a city. And now, if it's within 141 and a third amma of city A, so then this is just considered a halachic extension of city A, and it would all have the same single large tchum. This last din of the Ramah was brought down in the name of Tosos, the Rush, and the Tur. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Hayu shlosha kifarim mishuloshim. Now here you can see this very nicely in diagram in the Dershu footnotes number 53. So you have over here three cities, shlosha kifarim mishuloshim. They're in the shape of a triangle, as you can see in the diagram. Ignore the lighter part for now. The lighter shaded area is a halachic construct, which we'll get to in a moment. So we only look at the three squares that are dark, and you have three cities in a triangular orientation. So, what's the halacha? How do we view this? Is one city? It's two cities? It's three cities? In regards to tchum. So, im yesh bein ha'emtsoi, if you have the middle city, which is at the point of the triangle in the diagram, at the bottom point. So, if you have in this middle city, it's called at the bottom point of the triangle, ubein kol echod me'achitzonim, and the distance between it and the two outer cities, the one on the left on top of it, and the one on the right on top of it, again in a diagonal at the other two corners of the triangle. Ubein kol echod me'achitzonim al payim amo pachos, as long as they're within 2,000 amos of each other. So then, mikan ubein shnayim achitzonim reish pe gimel amos pachos shlish. We now have the virtual construct over here. We halachically move the lower city and move it up to the shaded area, the lightly shaded area, and we fit it in over there. And now we view it as if it's three cities in a horizontal orientation, exactly one after the other, with no vertical component distance from them. So we move up the bottom city at the bottom point of the triangle to the shaded, lightly shaded area. And we now say, as long as there's less than 141 and one-third amma between the leftmost city and our virtual constructed city in the middle, and likewise, there's only less than 141 and one-third amma between the virtual construct city in the middle and the rightmost city, so then in this situation, and that adds up to 141 and a third, and 141 and a third is 282 and two-thirds, which is Ben Shnayim Achitzonim Reish Pe Gimel Amos Pachus Shlish. That's 283 minus a third, which is 282 and two-thirds. And this, he says, the Rama adds Muvad Rochav O'ir HaMtsoi. This is not determined, no matter how big or small that middle city is. It's regardless separate from the middle city's dimensions. So the Torah brings down over here, in this situation, you are allowed to go and view this all as one halachic city. Kidei shiyeh bein kol echad mehem bein ha'emtsoi kishetira oso ki'ilu beinem kuf mem amo shlish. In our construct over here, we view the bottom part of the pyramid, of the triangle over here, as being moved up into the middle. There's less than 141 and a third between the rightmost and the middle and the leftmost and the middle, regardless of how big the middle is. Halachically, the Mechaber says, "Hari shloshtun ki medina achas." We view this as all one big city. Umodidim lehem alpayim amo l'chol ruach michutz l'shloshtun. And then you view the city over here as being one big city, and you extend the Tchum Shabbos 72/3 plus 2,000 according to Ramah, or you just view it as 2,000 according to Ramah from each left and right border, and that is one big city. The Ramah adds over here, "V'yeshomrim de'ein modin mirem soy rak mecho mosel." Mr. Brewer in Sifkot Mem Gimel says this is also a mistake over here. It should say "de'ein modin leho em soy kach sorich lomar rak mecho mosel." And you can see what this looks like in Dirshu footnote number 58 in the diagram over there. We'll see in a moment in Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Dalet exactly what this means. But let's first go back now and see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed test. He says, when we say that there's less than 2,000 amas between the bottom one and the top left and the top right, you could therefore go from one to the other without even making an Erev. Therefore, that's why we're allowed to go move it up and make it into the halachic construct that we did. As opposed to Mashayin Kinem Hoyo Rochok Yosem El Payim Amma, if it was more than 2,000 amas away, then Eino Mitzdari for Emtsoyim Shnei Achitzonim, then you can't move it up. Shia Yidei Zekir Achas, to view it as one city. Unless, in Lo Shoyo Ben Shnei Achitzonim, Rakuf Mem Aleph Amo Shlish, unless the actual distance between the left and the right is only 141 and a third, and then Shos Ein Tzrichim Letzir for Emtsoy Klad, then you don't need the virtual construct at all. Sivkot Mem, the Mishnah Berurah says that what's saying over here, Rotsalomar, Dimnam in Hakfar Roim Tsoy Ben Shnei Achitzonim Biyamtsa, if you move it up the bottom one and make it the virtual construct that we have, Lo Yishar Revach, Kiim Kupnim Alap Amu Shlish, Mitzad Echot Shibain Roim Tsoy, Lachitzon, Vechain, Mitzad Hashani. You'll only have 141 and a third between the outermost ones and the middle one, Shu Besachako, which comes up to the Reish Pe Gimel Amos Pachu Shlish, the 282 and two thirds Amma, 283 minus a third. Sivkot Mem Aleph, we view it as one city. The people on the left can go all the way to the right as if it's Dalet Amos. Even it's very far away one from the other. And even there, it's more than 2,000 amas, you get the Chair Achas Kashivi. It's considered one halachic city. Sivkot Mem Bezin go in any direction. Even the one at the bottom can go all the way within this tchum. Even if they're very far apart, you can still do this. Because if you bring the middle one up, because you have the right dimensions. Finally, Sivkot Mem Dalit, wrote to Lomer, he's telling us over here, the Yeshomim, the Lomahani, Asorah, the Rowan, Raklin, Yeshneach, Itzonim, Shukir, Achas. We only view the two outermost ones as being a virtual construct with each other. Avalola, Inyanim, Tzoras, Asom, but not to the middle one, according to this Yeshomim. We'll have to finish this up tomorrow. With that, we'll conclude today's share.